just out of detox, and Christina Werner knew she needed help, but she wasn't sure where to get it. Heroin? That she knew how to find.
That day I had been texting my dealer and everything, but then I was going back and forth like, no, what am I doing? I shouldn't be doing this. You know, I was like, let me just try to wait it out.
Years of quietly abusing painkillers had eventually led Werner to heroin. She was only sober now because she had been arrested 4 days earlier. She wasn't even allowed to see her children.
That's the lowest I've ever been. And I'm looking around. I'm like, oh my God, look at my life. Like, I'm 34 years old. I have 3 kids. So I was like, all right, it's now or never.
So she and her mother drove to the outpatient clinic she had been referred to. It was closed for the weekend, a long weekend, meaning days of waiting, resisting the pull of her addiction, which could be easily satisfied by going down the street.
I was like, oh, why even check out the other place? That's probably not going to be open either.
But her mom convinced her to stop by, just in case.
And thank God they were.
Werner had come upon the country's first and only opioid treatment program open 24/7. Think of it like an ER, specifically for opioid addiction. It had only been open a week.
It's all about that moment.
John Koch works for Community Medical Services, which runs the all-hours clinic in Phoenix.
You are having a horrible day, and you're starting to become sick. And you're like, I want some help. I'm tired of living like this. If we don't have treatment on demand, then as soon as you get some money, that moment passes.
And with opioids, when that moment passes, people end up dying, Koch says, who's in long-term recovery himself. On this weekday morning, the clinic's already humming. Several people stand at the window for their medicine, while others wait for their number to be called so they can see a doctor. For most of their patients, Koch says this is the first time trying medication-assisted treatment.
They've been in and out of an inpatient abstinence-based program 2 to 3 times, and they want to try something different.
Community Medical Services is the state's largest opioid treatment program, meaning they offer all 3 kinds of medication, methadone, naltrexone, and buprenorphine. Those, in combination with psychotherapy, are shown to be the most effective way of treating opioid use disorder. But there are too few providers, and none open around the clock, says Nick Stavros, who's CEO of Community Medical Services.
We obviously, you know, theorized that there was a lot of people not getting treatment in the afternoon and night hours because there wasn't anywhere to go. But we had absolutely no idea we'd treat 130 patients in the first, you know, 3 weeks. It's exploded beyond anything we could have imagined.
This location is actually the first in what will be 5 so-called centers for excellence like this throughout Arizona, funded in part by the 21st Century Cures Act. Congress passed that legislation last year, which gives states grants to expand access to treatment. Stavros says they're now averaging about a dozen new patients every day. People like Christina Werner, who, in that moment, when she was ready to change, found a place with the lights on.
Or else, who knows, I would have went and probably got high again, you know?
Nearly a month later, she's still in treatment, doesn't have cravings, and just found 2 jobs. Her kids, they're outside, waiting for her in the car.
It can get better. It's like you get to this point, you feel like you have nothing, you're like, why go on, you know? You should go on.
The day she came in for treatment, while she was waiting for the doctor, she did get that text from her dealer. But something, she's not sure what, held her back. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.